So this is Vanitas, Camden Ferry. And I have a series of Vanitas poems. Vanitas is a form of painting, a genre of painting, that is sort of memento mori. A lot of skulls turn up. A lot of just reflections on mortality appear, or symbols of mortality appear in these types of paintings. So this is Vanitas, Camden Ferry. Leaning against the stern, working like a loom, its warp and weft churning toward a shore serrated by Camden's skyline and bounded by the dim figure of Walt Whitman Bridge, sphinx-like in the distance, stitched across the valley where the man came to rest. City Hall is a Confederate gray, the amphitheater's solemn lawn along a field of latticed asphalt, faint pulse of the aquarium dome and Campbell's Field of Dreams honoring the fallen factory with its stead. Among these, the churchly tower abandoned by RCA Victor inverts anachronism with its stained glass backlit gold and green like tarnished brass. Nipper the dog, the Victrola, and his master's voice etched below. I turn to you, truant of old jurisdictions, sounding your fluid margins, my city of brotherly love. Your office buildings wrinkle like sequin gowns at sunset, jazzed by the river's brisk cologne. Your Penn's Landing is adrift with trumpet and ride cymbal, pleats of Zydeco driven by instinct across the crease in the horn of my ear, taking the long canal down to where skull song turns physical, the music's ripples nudging my body's own timpani, feeding me across these waters once ferried by William Still, who'd bid adieu to fugitives bound for Ontario. And of course, William Still was on the Underground Railroad, right?